systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
I'm Adam.
I think Jesus Danny's Christ. Awake now.
Oh, good morning, Danny. Thank you, guys. See, there's a reason. Hold on a sec. Before we start the show, there's a reason I try and start the show up here is so that everyone can be like, oh, we're supposed to be up here.
Right.
He's on like 9. I'm at like 2. I need to be up here. And then it goes down from there, and then it ends, you know, down at about a 5.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, my name's Matt. And you're like, yeah, my name's Brady. He's like, hi, I'm Adam. So if you could get up here at 9, it's Friday night. It's the jam hole. Fuck yes. How's it feel being over there?
It feels back to normal.
How did it feel being over here?
Different.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, it was a little weird. See, I almost felt like you for a couple hours.
I know, dude. I got done with the show and I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
man.
I don't feel like myself tonight.
Weird. That was crazy. Like, I think really though, if you would go like, if you did a 74-hour podcast of us swap places, you would be fucked up for like 3 days.
Oh, for sure.
You'd be like, am I supposed to be a dick now, or am I supposed to be cutting
like, what's
myself?
Your name, Matt? Wait.
Hold on. Let me check my
ID. Forget.
Fuck. And yeah, I think we woke her up. That's fine, though. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 175. So that is like the most symmetrical number ever.
So far.
As opposed to getting to 300. Like, that's there, man.
Yeah, 300 is as good as it gets.
Yeah, I think.
Because after 300...
After that, it's 1,000.
Right.
You don't have another... And that's like...
That's it.
2 more years.
That's a while,
That's
yeah.
years and shit. So yeah, after that, it's fucking... It's pretty much done. So, Friday night show. Thank you guys for coming out, checking it out. TheJamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Say something for me. I totally forgot. Actually, we don't need it up there. That's
no,
fine. You guys know the number. You know the fucking the feedback thing. It's cool. So, did you... I was impressed when I listened back to it, and it was very funny. I think a lot of serious things were said that might not have been said otherwise because...
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Just, you can listen back and figure it out for yourselves. I'm just saying, personally, for me, it's nice that I could just sit back and not have to, like, think of the next thing to say. I could just be like, huh? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Ha, 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 ha. And then we'd move on. And it's nice having that mask of sorts that like I can say anything and you can't get mad at me. Nobody can get mad at me because
right.
I'm not mad. I'm Brayden right now.
That's what I was thinking too. I could do whatever I want because I'm not me anymore.
It's so crazy. It's literally like becoming somebody else.
Yeah,
I highly recommend that.
If you have a podcast and a co-host on
right,
some podcast,
swap
spots.
Like, it doesn't even have to be April Fool's.
No, just try it to see what it's like for yourself.
Give
it's
it a
weird.
Shot. Yeah, we got Adam back with us. The Jam Hole 3 camera is his, if you guys want to look at him. How are you?
I'm super.
Super?
What
thanks
an awesome day. Wow. I'm super. Thanks for asking.
How are you, Brayden?
I'm awesome.
Awesome?
Yeah. Except having to clean up Dan's mess at work tonight.
How was that?
That was super.
Oh, fuck. So, you... It was your responsibility... to find us a place to stay when we go to New York.
Right.
I did this for 2 reasons. If you're on the jamhole.com/forums, you will have read that. And it was nice that, like, it's one less thing I have to worry about.
Because
I can just be like, oh, when I get there, I'm going to have a place to stay because you guys took care of it, right?
Right.
So, and I just wanted to kind of see if given the chance to, like, be like, here's some responsibility, my 18-year-old child, man-child.
Right.
What are you going to do with it? This is the budget. This is where we're needing to be area-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Get us a place to live for a week.
Yeah, and then David did.
Right.
so I already had, well, I had like four options that were really good options, and they were probably a little cheaper than the one we have and a bit nicer, and I don't know about location.
Wait, cheaper and nicer?
Well, yeah, as far, I mean.
How does that work?
Well, because my brother found them, and he's been to New York like 10 times, so he knows all the places pretty
much. So he just found a nice place and like killed whoever was living there and then was like, all right, well, here's another spot you guys could live in for a week.
No, he's just really good at finding super awesome deals on places online, just knows where to look.
Hmm.
But, and I had him, I'm like, yo, David, we should get together and pick one of these and figure out what we want. And he's like, all right, let's do that tomorrow or tonight. And then he said, okay, well, let's do it tomorrow. And then the next day he's like, yo, I got a place. I'm like, oh, cool.
Hold on. And MDS sent us a message, and he's like, you're staying at that place?
Yeah, it's kind of far away.
No, not at all far away. He said it was just, it's right by Ground Zero or something, and it's kind of a dive or
something. That's what my brother said, too, after I told him that that's what David said. He's like, yeah, I went there once, and I was telling you about that.
So
like,
that
they
would
lost his reservation, and the walls are super thin, and it wasn't clean, really.
So that would be, like, the equivalent if we were coming to Montana to visit, going to, like, the Blue and White or something like that.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
It'll be interesting then. And the cool thing about that is when we're done staying there, we can just call up the front desk and be like, this was awful. I am not satisfied with my fucking room, and I want my whole week comped for free. And they'll be like, okay.
No. They're not. They're going to be like, excuse me, sir,
well,
go
I'm
fuck
sorry,
yourself.
So I'll send someone to assist you with your bags and get the fuck out.
You think so?
Yeah.
People do that shit all the fucking time when they order food.
This
they're
is
like,
in New York City.
This is New York.
I don't give a fuck.
They don't give
Nor
a
do
fuck
they.
Either.
Well, then fine.
They'll straight curb stomp you to get out.
Yeah, they don't care.
Well, then we'll give him a fake credit
with
card.
That fucking New York accent, all badass and tough. It's like, what?
Oh, Brooklyn. Man. Have you ever been there, or have you just watched The Sopranos?
No, I was there
like,
a couple years ago.
Not everyone there is like that.
Yeah, I know. I was actually
there. I don't know. I haven't been there.
I was there for 2 days, like 2 summers ago.
I'm just
sure it's
guessing.
More hardcore than Kalispell.
Anything's more hardcore
slightly.
Than Montana.
Missoula is more hardcore than Kalispell, dude. It's unbelievable. So
we should do some Who-Are.
Yeah, we got
like
we got just a bunch of stories. There's nothing really other than that.
Adam
abortion,
had something to mention.
What? Yeah, well, the abortion videos have been getting a lot of good views and comments and shit at thejamhole.com/YouTube. And there is, I'm working on making a main page for the site now. So instead of when you go to thejamhole.com, it's like just all the episode show notes. It'll be like a main page kind of explaining it for new people. And then if you're looking for all the other shit, it'll be right there. So that'll be good. And what? Go.
I thought we'd save that for when you go to that story about religion. That's what made me think about it.
Let's do that. So we got a little Who Are News in keeping with the fucking the tattoo. How's your tattoo, Matt?
Gone.
Gone. It really looked like Sharpie. That's amazing.
Weird.
How did you do that? So this was called Robot Achieves Scientific First, and this is just getting us, you know, one step closer to when they're like, I don't think we need you guys anymore.
When the first president of the United States
is
a robot. When that happens, I'm like, I'm going to be like, fuck.
And when I say you guys, I mean humans. And then they fucking kill us all. It's going to be great. A laboratory robot called Adam. That's weird. Are you a robot?
Yes.
Has been hailed as the first machine in history to have discovered new scientific knowledge independently of its human creators. So, humans, me and you, let's say, hypothetically, hypodermically, we created a robot. And we're like, into the world you go, robot.
Right.
That robot learned stuff without us programming it to know that stuff. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, this is...
It's just learning on its own, which right. computers
that's
don't
That's what
do.
2012 is, Judgment Day. Well, the computers are smarter than us,
I was
and they're
say,
learning our ways, and they're killing us.
Well, I was right. going to say, like, what other robot in history, or movie history, sci-fi, whatever, reminds you of something like that, that... just learned on its own and then decided also on its own that it didn't need.
Oh no, like every movie that's about that.
Hell and the T-9000.
Right.
Yeah,
iRobots was about that.
Right. The list goes on and on. Adam formed a hypothesis on the genetics. Now, Adam is the robot. Let's keep in mind. I like also how we give it
we
like
give
a
it
human
name.
Name.
Yeah, that's
we're like,
cute.
Hey, this is my friend Jenny.
She's a robot.
Jetty's like fucking the hugging robot that just kills your fucking head. The result, or wait, yeah, hypothesis Adam formed on the genetics of baker's yeast and carried out experiments to test its predictions without intervention from its makers at Aberystwyth University.
Where?
What?
Is that in the United States?
Aberystwyth. I don't know.
That can't be from. That can't be here.
I don't know even what that says. So the result was a series of simple but useful discoveries confirmed by human scientists about the gene coding for yeast enzymes. The research is published in the Journal of Science. So did it discover stuff that we didn't know? Also,
that
like,
would be bad. I think
the gene. Like it's like
already
man,
smarter than us.
Yeah, already. It's like the first one. And like 5 minutes later, it's like, oh, hey. Did you guys, I don't know if you guys know this or not, and the scientists are like, no, we did. Oh, fuck.
Oh. Wait, how long have you been operating? About
I know.
2 hours?
C, colon, slash, uptime, enter. Yeah.
Walk right to it. We're going to unplug you now. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. quote, ultimately, we hope that it will not kill us.
Right.
We also hope to have teams of human and robot scientists working together in laboratories.
Until they just completely replace
right.
the humans.
We're hoping to one day not, you know.
We're hoping that we'll always be able to work side by side and they don't dominate our asses.
I know. We're hoping to just bow down and worship them one day when they ask us nicely to and then they enslave us. It's going to be cool. Adam is the result of a 5-year collaboration between computer scientists and biologists at that weird named in Cambridge universities. The researchers endowed Adam with a huge database of yeast biology. That's so hot.
What?
Like, I'm so well endowed. Well, how?
This
well,
goes out to a female. It's like,
I know.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
like,
whoop.
I have the biggest database of yeast biology you have ever seen.
Ever.
Who's dripping?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Get that away from me because I'm a robot. But.
Frank Sino says, that's what we need now in this economy. Robots taking up jobs.
Right. And,
yeah, good. Because there isn't enough.
And just learn, we're teaching them about yeast cells and yeast biology and stuff. Is it because like it multiplies so quickly so it can study lots of generations of the genes?
Right. In a short period of time.
Right. Like fruit flies do that. They study those a lot for genetics. Although they did not intervene directly in Adam's experiments, they did stand by to fix technical glitches and add chemicals and remove waste. Like, we're already bowing down to it. We're like, can we remove your waste and add
it has
chemicals?
Waste? And so does it, like, poop?
Can I fix your glitches? I don't know.
What kind of waste does a robot have? It just, like, squirt out used oil?
It's probably the waste from the yeast, I would imagine.
Right, the yeast.
Right.
It's got a yeast infection.
Right, yeah. It's all frothy and smelly.
Yeah,
and
it's no good anymore.
The robot's like, I can't work
with
this.
No, this is done. I need new.
The team has just completed a successor robot called... What do you think? First you create Adam, obviously.
Right.
And then you create...
Eve.
Of course.
That makes sense.
You don't want Adam to be lonely.
No. He needs a companion.
We gave Adam a cock and we made Eve a vagina without the yeast. And then we're going to have them fuck and they're going to make their own robots. And then they'll be self-replicating. They're learning.
Well, they're not self-replicating exactly. I mean...
It learned.
Yeah,
it could just learn how to build itself. It's watching us build Eve, and it's like, oh, like that? I got it. I got this. Check this out.
Mine's
better. I just built her 99.8% more efficiently than you.
Frank Cena says, is his penis a USB 2.0 cable?
I would hope so.
No, actually, it's FireWire.
He
wire.
Puts it in, and Eve is like, this USB device can operate at higher speeds if you plug it into a different slot.
That's why you get a FireWire cock.
Right.
Because that's even better.
Of course. the team...
Geeking it up.
Wow. The team has just completed a successor robot called Eve, which is about to work with Adam on a series of experiments designed to find new drugs to kill human kind.
Excuse me?
Actually, this article was written by Adam. Weird.
Whoa.
No, to find new drugs to treat tropical diseases such as malaria and schistome.
Really? I hate those words.
Schistosomiasis. Right?
No.
No?
Almost. The last part
not
is
at
right.
All.
The last part is right.
Somiasis?
Sure.
Schistosomiasis?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that
pers- Okay. Quote, yeah. Adam is a prototype, says Professor King. Eve is better designed and more elegant. More feminine. We right. gave her boobs. That was my idea. Yeah.
And she has the blowjob mouth.
Right. Well, she's a real doll, actually.
Yeah. Slash robot.
Do you think they could just do that, though? Like, we have real doll technology.
Right.
And now
and
we have
this.
Robot tech. Like,
can we just combine them and just then, make the perfect woman?
Right. You'd make a chobit.
Right.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Right.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. In the new experiments, Adam and Eve will work together to devising...
Devise
really?
A plan to dominate the planet.
Right. Well, no, I just...
That's what it... Yeah.
That bugs me for some reason. It's almost like I'm not believing in this God whole thing, but it seems cocky, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
It's like, well, we just created this and it only took us one day, so
yeah.
Suck on that, God.
What?
Wait, I mean...
We can do what you
I don't
do
know.
And...
It seems weird that you... The first robots that can learn on their own... And you're naming them Adam. It's like the beginning of The Matrix. They're like 8,000 years ago when man created Adam and Eve. And then he created Adam and Steve. And then Steve got pissed, killed Eve. Him and Adam killed the rest of the human race.
Right.
Like, that is totally, I don't know. It's creeping me out.
It's weird.
Yeah, they're going to carry out tests on thousands of chemical compounds to discover anti-malarial drugs.
So why do they need to be able to learn on their own to do that?
Because.
Just
because
they can.
Because.
It's like, look what we can do.
Yeah.
Fuck you
Well,
guys.
And how long, I give it like a couple years until the robots, Adam and Eve, are like.
It's gone. Poop.
You know, these drugs we're making is going to make them live longer, and Eve is like, oh, yeah, well, look what I did. This will kill him in, like, 5 seconds.
All
and
of
he's
them.
He's like, oh,
nice.
I love you, honey.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that they can learn on their own, because eventually they're going to learn, like, we have how stupid we are.
Yeah, no, totally.
And then that's what's going to fuck us.
Yeah, it totally will. We have just fucked ourselves.
Right, just now.
We've just wrote our, what's it called? Our death warrant.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
Just put the nail in our coffins.
We did.
After we dug the holes and
right,
got into
under.
Them. Right,
right,
right. Yeah, and that is it for that story. You have who our story?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's a robot type thing.
Oh, well, please.
All right. This one is called Quest for Artificial Nose to Sniff Out Terrorists' Fear. I can smell your fear.
So when we're
that's
hiding...
That's like the...
When we're hiding from them...
You smell
right.
that rabbit?
They will be like, fear.
Yeah, it smells like fear.
But yeah, they'll totally. We'll be running and hiding and scared and sweating, and they'll be like, "Yep, they're over this way.
Yeah,
let's
they
kill
are.
Them
that way."
Eve's at home making dinner.
Law enforcement agencies are seeking scientists to develop an artificial nose that can detect the smell of fear as terrorists pass through security at airports.
All it needs to do is detect a yeast infection, and it found Adam and Eve. And
right.
It's like, I got your nose. You need a nose.
You need this.
You need this.
No, to just learn how to make its own.
You need to smell all this hatred and defeat.
Adam will come up with its own plugin for it.
Yeah.
Or just download the plugin.
Update automatically.
Right.
I love the new one.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is advertising for specialists to advise airport scanners that will sniff out deceptive individuals.
I smell a liar?
Yeah, how do you smell?
Well,
like,
you smell for the scent of burning pants.
Why?
Liar, liar.
Pants on fire.
That's right.
Right.
So you just... Yeah.
You just Something burning? That guy.
Either that or yeah, that guy right there. The dude with the C4 strapped to his body and yeah, the fucking that's what towel wrapped around his
does
head.
Does it just smell like gunpowder?
Right.
Just chemicals? I don't
so
know.
Are you telling me then that the CIA or whoever is working to
right.
develop this probably...
Well, scientists are.
Adam is in his spare time.
Right, and Eve is also.
They figured out what fear smells like?
Well, how else would you know how to find it? Unless
I mean,
you knew
I was
what you were looking for.
If well, you can give them, you can give the thing like the, what the components or the chemical compounds of the bomb materials would smell like.
Right.
But if it's
but
saying
it's not
it,
saying that, it's saying their fear, not that. Like their actual
fear.
Fear
or fear to.
extraction point?
Know what
the expansion for the first
final
one?
Recon? What's
no.
it called?
Extraction point. That's
is that?
The, that's
okay.
That's okay.
Got it.
God. Right. I don't know where I am. The technology builds on recent breakthroughs in finding human scent prints, which may researchers believe may be as unique as individuals' fingerprints. Scent prints?
Yeah, well, like the pheromones that your
right.
body gives off.
Body odors also change perceptibility according to mood.
They're just like, no, dude, all terrorists stink like curry.
Right.
Line 10 stinks like curry. Line 20, end. Execute.
Right.
Right, that's a joke.
That's it.
No, right.
That's all it is. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Harman Institute of Technology, have already produced a gel that acts like the smell... Excuse me?
Oh, he said every time I hit the bell, I almost knock the camera over.
Right.
Does the whole fucking screen just shake?
Just wobbles
wow.
everywhere.
It's totally moved.
It's like totally
it wasn't
shifted.
There where it was before.
Okay, so they already produced a gel that acts like the smell receptors in the human nose.
Oh, so they reproduce.
Right. Our no- why don't they take that from, like, a dog who has a really good nose?
Why didn't they just grow? Why didn't they call? I got
any
two
fishing?
Jokes. Damn
okay,
it, I hate on. When that happens.
Which
okay. Why don't they just call Toucan Sam? That was the first one. And then the second one, I was going to say, why don't they just grow a nose on a mouse?
Right.
And then it could just smell. And then you could follow the nose. I knew
good.
There was a connection in there.
Wow.
Somehow.
How did that happen? Oh, my God. Okay. So now they are trying to create a version that can isolate the tangy smell of adrenaline. The stress hormone, so that nervous passengers or those with a guilty conscience can be singled out.
Oh, so they looked at it and like
that's
if you're
wild.
Nervous, your body's producing adrenaline,
right?
And adrenaline has
and you're stressed
this
also,
weird.
Which has its own hormone as well.
So
being stressed.
You like at a microscopic level, you smell totally different depending on your mood.
Yeah, if you can smell that, if you can actually pick up, like,
that's
obviously
crazy.
We couldn't smell
we're
that.
We're not going to be able to get away with
well,
anything.
By,
no,
by smell, though, it's just, it's detecting whatever particles in the air have that clinging on to them from
right.
our bodies that they give off, right? Like, around, I mean, it's got to be like that.
Yeah, but our body gives off its own, too. I mean, we're not going to get...
So, buy a bottle of CK1, and when you get through fucking security...
But it can
security,
still smell through it.
It... How?
Because it smells everything. It's a robot. It smells all the different things.
I don't like the sound of
is
your...
coming from your body.
I don't like your tone.
I don't like the... I'm
that's
sorry, it
fucked
sucks.
Up.
Yeah.
So you couple that with the robot that can learn on its own and its fucking bitch-ass wife.
Oh, God. We are
you,
fucked.
They're like, hey, to be funny, we wrote it a period program every fucking... every once a fucking month.
Yeah, for about a week.
She's a bitch on those days.
Bitch.
Oh, man.
That nose of hers just goes out of control.
Out of hand. Just like, are you cheating on me? I smell you cheating on me. She doesn't have to smell your dick. She just knows.
Homeland Security wants right? a device that automatically...
She knows.
that automatically compares odors oh. with scents collected from crime scenes and held in a smell bank, which, like, DNA or fingerprints could be used in court.
Do we all... So they already have such a thing as a smell bank?
Apparently they're
up.
Starting.
They're starting to
they're
collect
starting,
it, right?
Yeah.
So they're just going through, like, old cases and
yeah,
getting whatever
like,
evidence and being like, this smells like rape, this smells like candy, this smells like fucking child porn,
right.
and then it
smells like bestiality.
Right. And then the robot is like, this I don't like the smell of any of this.
No, this something smells fishy.
What are you doing? Oh, wait, it's the yeast.
Right. Oh, it's the rape. I forgot. Well, yeah, that's about it for the story.
All
right,
well, that's some effed up junk.
Yeah, it's crazy. Between those two things, we're fucked already.
Well, while we're getting and waiting to be fucked, I got a little fucking weed story here.
Sweet.
This one's called Weed Will Cure Brain Cancer.
Wait, so this is good news.
Or wait, no. Will weed cure brain cancer? Sorry. Got it.
Yeah.
Will weed cure brain cancer?
Wait, are you asking me?
That explains
or
the question mark at the end.
Oh,
right.
Right.
Here's a look at your headlines for today's Medical Minute.
Hmm.
When it comes to kidney donation, you're never too old to give or receive. New research found kidneys from donors older than 70 were still viable. Hmm. Did you know that?
I didn't.
This is your Medical Minute. Time me. scientists say using them would increase the available organ pool. Here's a little something else you might not know.
What's that?
Night owls may be more prone to heart disease.
Really?
You're dead.
I'm prone to heart disease.
What's your Gmail account name?
Nocturnal.
What's that mean? Night owl.
I'm a creature of the night.
Heart attack? A new study found men who go to bed after midnight are more likely to suffer from arterial stiffening. Stiffening.
Yes.
Several other large studies have linked chronic sleep loss to heart problems, diabetes.
You're definitely
fucked. I'm fucked.
And
yeah.
Obesity, you fat fuck.
Wow. No, hey, I'm good on that one.
He's good on that one.
I'm okay
there.
You
try and not break my chair, you big fat fuck.
I know, fuck.
But he sleeps maybe 4 hours a day.
So here's the weed thing.
Right.
A new report out of Spain suggests that THC, the active ingredient in marijuana,
right,
tetrahydrocannabinol, got it?
Something like that.
Check. Appears to kill brain cells. No, brain cancer cells.
Oh.
Brain cancer cells.
This is the cancer ones.
Right.
Not the
brain
good
ones.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because that's, everyone's always like, oh, it'll fucking kill brain cells.
Yeah.
It's like well,
no,
it does,
just the bad ones.
But only if there's cancer in them.
Right.
So suck on that research.
Yeah.
Researchers made the discovery after studying mice designed with penises on them.
Wait, what?
Oh, the mice were actually designed with penises on them.
Why?
To carry human cancerous tumors.
In the penis?
Right, in the penis.
Why do you need a penis for that?
Because.
Is it just better for cancer?
Well, if they run out of room, they can just rub the penis and it gets bigger. And
oh, right.
Put more cancer in it.
I got you.
Obviously. Experts say the finding is worth more research, but patients shouldn't start lighting up just yet. And then here's a little comment here. It says, in 1974, researchers learned that THC, also known as the active ingredient in marijuana, shrank or destroyed brain tumors in test mice.
Huh.
Back in 74.
Wow.
What year is it?
2009, I believe.
Huh. Huh.
That's a while.
But the DEA quickly shut down the study and destroyed its results, which were never replicated until now.
Unbelievable.
That's interesting.
That is a little interesting.
That is very a little interesting. So, did I tell you what happened today?
I don't know, but I got something that has to do with drugs also.
Oh,
so
well,
we might as well
do that,
fucking
and then I'll tell you what happened today.
Get her done.
Fucking A.
This one is called Drugs Glow Green Under Torch Beam.
Like,
that's
wait.
Like a new rhyme I got.
Oh, spit it.
No, but seriously.
Speaking of new rhymes I got that fucking album just about done.
Really?
There's one more track, and I just started, like, trying to record it a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as that's done, and then I make the fucking cover.
The Book of Matthew?
Yeah, it's just going to say the Book of Matthew, and it's going to have the jam hole symbol on it. And then it's done. They're going to be burned CDs, so enjoy it. But the cover will look cool.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but the CDs will have the name
right,
of it
so
written in Sharpie.
Remember when this got started, it was going to be like just a spoken word thing and
right.
maybe a couple songs with beats?
Yeah.
There's going to be 12 tracks all with beats that I might have stolen.
Maybe.
From the internet.
Not saying you did,
saying
you didn't.
If I get shot, you know why. That's why Biggie and Pac got
no,
shot.
I really,
they were stealing beats.
I really won't know why, because there's so many different reasons up to this point that someone would want to shoot
like, okay,
you.
Let's go down the list.
Yeah, like, it
oh,
could be
fuck.
Anything at this point, honestly.
I know.
So
okay,
anyway.
Sorry, go ahead. So yeah, that'll be done soon.
Right. An ultraviolet torch which shows certain drugs as glowing green is being used to catch cocaine using clubbers.
So is it what's in the cocaine or do they
Right, the amphetamine.
They just figured it out? Like, yeah. The cops one day were, like, doing blow and shit. They're like, dude, check this out. It glows green under this light.
Under
he's
this,
like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like a black light, but with a bunch of LEDs.
Pass me that dead hooker.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is green.
That's crazy.
Developed by the G&E Marketing in Wrexham.
The
torch.
Hole?
Yeah, the Jam Hole Marketing in Wrexham.
I didn't know Jam Hole Corporate had a marketing division.
Yeah, and it's in Wrexham, apparently.
Oh, holla.
It's a torch shop.
Holla at the Jam Hole Advertising Group in Wrexham.
And we designed this, apparently. The torch shines up traces of cocaine and amphetamine as bright green. The cocaine torch, as I like to call it, used by the police, highlights traces of the substances on the nostrils and cheeks of users.
So
it catches you red-handed or green-handed.
Right, if you took a if you just took a bunch of coke junkies and like threw them in a dark room and flipped on this light, they'd all
glow.
Have like all this.
Yeah, just
that's so awesome.
The inside of their mouths and everything
just
would be all green.
Out of their noses and shit.
Just all scrubbed in their gums.
That's so awesome.
My teeth itch. Your
teeth itch. Glowing and shit.
It's like, wow, dude.
Wow, that's amazing.
Sales and marketing manager Nick Hughes, 36, said drug detection never crossed my mind until I stumbled upon other uses of UV light online.
Like sun tanning?
Yeah, or finding drugs or semen.
Right, or semen. He's like, it came to me when I was going over my mattress with the old black light.
Right.
That gets me hot.
I love it.
Fucking
just every
hot.
Time. And then you bust one right on there so you can just see it.
I
in the
bust
black light.
One right on the fucking black light.
Yeah.
I mean, like, fuck.
Looks pretty cool. I don't
makes
know if you've ever.
Brighter.
I know. Yeah. You take it and then you go. It's art.
It's art. I like to call it art.
It's a little something I like to call art.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for that.
You want
to
come over and make some art?
Oh, I'll make some art with you. Where's the black light?
It's in the bedroom.
Right.
And just paint on the wall.
We can make some art on Danny.
That's a good idea. Oh, fuck. Oh, so there was something I kind of did want to mention. Like, when I was up in Libby delivering, and I kind of wrote down a little bit, but you probably wouldn't have been able to realize what the fuck I was going to say from the note itself.
And I had a hard enough time reading it. So.
Right, so I go there, and there's that cafe I always go to, right, when I go to Libby. Because I have, like, six stops there. And, it's like an 80-mile drive, if you guys are new. And I go there, and I have six stops, and then I'm done. And it's an 80-mile drive back. So I always eat at this cafe. And they have this guest book thing there. And the last time I was there was a couple months ago when I actually signed the guest book. And there was, like, this hot fucking blonde waitress in there. So I just wrote info@thejamhole.com, the Jam Hole. And I was like, the blonde waitress is fucking sexy. Oh, yeah, and good pancakes. And
then little did you know that there's one other waitress that's blonde.
That's also blonde and, like,
and
a,
she's
big,
a big
fat cow.
Yeah, that
no.
one.
But, so, it's not a very busy place, so, like, 2 months later, it's still open to that page, and it's, like, maybe getting towards the end of, like, it's a big book.
Well, does everyone sign it, or some people do, and some, you know.
It, maybe, like, once or twice a week, someone will sign it. So, yeah, it goes from, like, you know, like, February 1st to, like, February 6th,
yeah.
And someone will sign it to, like, February 15th, someone
probably
will sign it.
Probably a lot of regulars, too.
Right, so I saw my one in there from a few months ago when I looked still. And I'm sitting in there, and that same waitress was there. But then, like, two of her friends were there. It was this dumb, like, I don't know, maybe your stereotypical just dumb girl, just like, But she's old enough to where she's in that stage where, like, drinking is cool and drugs is cool. And I live in Libby, so obviously mudbogging is cool.
And so is drugs because I'm in Libby.
But still young and dumb to where she's, like, kind of ditzy and like, And there's this older guy, kid, I don't know. Like, Libby's weird.
You can't tell how old people are.
And they're all loggers up there, so the kids are, like, you know, huge. 16 and, like, yeah, fucking 7'2".
Right.
And, like, yeah, big fat people, large, there's asbestos all up in that
really?
Shit.
Really? Everywhere?
Libby, dude, all that shit.
Wow.
All those people are going to be dead in, like, 10 years. from the mines and shit.
That place
up there.
Is
yeah.
a hell.
It
is
yeah, bad. They're trying to fix it all, and yeah, dude, and it's coming out that like the lobbyist or something didn't tell everybody how bad it was so they could do their mine thing, right. And now everyone, yeah. So
and
it,
now
it's
that that's over
bad.
With, it don't matter.
So this dude and this chick are talking. Obviously, they know each other. They're from, like, the same group of friends. And they're just, like, oh. The guy's, like, making jokes, like, when you would have sex with the girl, but you don't want to be, like, her girlfriend, but you have a girlfriend also, and they're all friends, but you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I wouldn't fuck you if you were the last chick on Earth, and she's like, I would never be that desperate, but, you know, deep down inside, they fucking...
Right, they all are.
Yeah, exactly. And they're talking about, like, going out, getting the truck fixed, and going mud bogging and shit.
Getting drunk.
Getting drunk, and, get you drunk. Know, just dumb, and being loud, and he says that to her, like... Oh, I wouldn't fuck you if you were the last chick on Earth. And she, like, stands up
what?
And fucking punches him.
Like
not
right?
Not, like, joking around, but punches
in the
him.
Face?
No, in the arm. Like, because she's a girl, so she kind of, I don't know. But she was pissed, but she wasn't, like, you know, totally jumping on him, like, scratching him. Like, punched him
yeah.
and then left.
This fucking gun.
Then the blonde, the waitress, comes out and brings my food and goes back over there. And she's like, yo, what did you say? And he's like, I was just joking around. And, you know, and he said.
All hick.
Yeah. And then she comes back in and shit. And she's like, I totally forgot. I had my baby out in the car. I gotta go. And she's
what?
Just like, I know. I'm like.
You oh, I forgot
you have
my
a kid? Hold
yeah,
on.
I forgot for a second.
When
sorry.
When did you have time to have a kid between all the drinking and the mud bogging and
right,
the drugs?
And the drugs
and
the fucking redneck arguments.
Yeah, like, it just seemed like weird. Like, it came out of nowhere. And she, like, went back over to him. She's like, I'm fucking pissed at you. Don't ever talk to me again like that or something. He's like, I was just kidding. You know that.
I love you, honey.
And she sits back down. Like, all of a sudden, she just forgot that maybe her kid
that
was
just,
still sitting out
what?
In the car. And then that just happened. And on her cell phone texting and shit and talking. So I was listening to this because they were going back and forth, like, the whole time.
And laughing?
I'm just like, oh, my fucking God.
I would have been laughing.
So on the guest
so
book,
hard.
I was like, the food was okay, but your friend is a dumb bitch, and she should have had an abortion. The jam hole.
Do you even think that she read
like,
that?
I wrote that.
Yeah, but did they? Do they read those?
I don't know, because I was. I wrote
better.
It bigger than like you should write stuff. Like abortion
like,
was in
a
big,
few lines instead of just the one.
Yeah, and the guest book is right there where you would pay.
Uh huh.
So I kind of like had the money down towards where I had written it, so maybe she would look down. And
right,
because
she had to see the money.
And she glanced at it, and I know she saw it, because she kind of, like, she went to grab the money, and she kind of stopped for a sec, but just, like, real quick. But I noticed it, and then I, like, left. And I don't know, like, the whole time I was waiting for this big fucking logger dude to, like, come running out after me, like, you fucking take that back, you motherfucker.
I'll
like,
cook your
yeah,
ass.
That's my boy, too, or some dumb shit like that. It was just sad. It's sad that, like, that town is so just dying.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's there because it's a logging town, and that's not going to last forever.
I can't believe
right?
anyone even lives there.
I know.
Anymore. Like,
I can't
what is even
I...
the population of that place now?
I don't know, but I deliver water to probably everybody.
You probably
no,
die a little
it's
more inside
big,
every time you go there.
Yeah, it sucks. Braden.
Matt.
Today, I forgot my weed on the kitchen counter before leaving for school. Fucking sucks, right? You ever done
I
that?
I hate that.
Yes, actually.
Yes. That's bad. Or leave your bong in your dad's truck.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Once.
Right when we go to the grocery store, loading the groceries in the back. What's that in the back?
I don't understand that.
That's nothing.
That's my lamp.
Right, that's a lamp.
That's
right.
Where you turn it on.
So my parents surprised me by coming home a day early from their vacation, of course.
Right.
The same day I happened to leave my weed on the kitchen counter. my mom had mistaken it for parsley, and it is now on top of my pasta. Fuck my life.
I'd be like, fuck yeah,
yeah
let's eat this shit.
Could have been way worse.
Be like, yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
She could have been like,
she could have been like, is that weed?
Yeah, she could have known what it was.
I know, that's
man,
horrible.
This is. How can How can that smell like parsley? Seriously, it smells nothing like parsley.
Yeah, not at all. Today I saw a very attractive female officer while at the DMV.
Oh, it's such
now,
a
real quick, before we continue with this, is it wise or unwise to hit on an attractive female officer at the DMV?
I guess it depends on your situation.
Like, why you're at the DMV?
Right.
If you're up there arguing with her about why the fuck your license got suspended for
I was
only
drunk
having three DUIs.
Yeah, only.
It was only my third one.
Yeah.
God.
It was no big deal. I
the
was
mayor has
fine.
Four. What the fuck? Thinking myself...
Wait, where do you live?
Libby?
Oh, fuck.
Thinking myself suave...
Suave.
Have you ever thought yourself suave?
No.
You just woke up today and you're like, man, I am the suavest motherfucker.
Log into MySpace
in
mood.
All
suave.
All of Montana, dude. The suavest motherfucker. They call me Rico because I'm so suave.
Rico suave.
I asked her, is it sexual harassment if I tell you how beautiful I think you are and ask for your phone number? Apparently it was. Fuck my life.
Aww.
She cuffed me, stuffed me, showed me where the green goose goes.
Honey, I'm a butt of your bread.
Oh, today my best friend and I came home from Japan.
What?
What?
Japan? Excuse me?
Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but watching like 3 hours of Pokemon is not coming home.
No,
from
that
Japan.
Does not count right. as going to... You can't watch anime all day and think you're Japanese all
when
of
you
a
come home. Yeah, no, that's not. Her boyfriend and I have been having an affair before I left, so I... Wait, what?
Hold on.
Today, my best friend and I came home from Japan.
Uh-huh.
Her boyfriend... And I have been having an affair. Okay, got it. Two chicks.
Gotcha.
Right. That tripped me out for a second.
I was confused. Yeah.
You fucked who? Her boyfriend and I have been having an affair before I left, so I decided not to tell him she was coming with me. Oops. We just got off the plane and got a bite to eat. He was waiting for me so he could propose. My best friend was standing next to me. Fuck my life.
That's fucked up.
Wait, how does an affair turn into a proposal?
You fall in love with the person you had an affair with?
So you get married?
Yeah, because that's how people roll these days. They don't really take their time.
Counterproductive? Like, no, I want to actually keep having an affair with you. Like, if I marry you, I'm going to have an affair with her.
Right.
Who I was dating before I married
no,
you.
No, see, he's done with that now.
Fuck.
You're done.
Not if you marry someone else, because then it's different again.
True.
Because then you're cheating, and you stink like adrenaline and rape.
And stress hormones.
And fear. That sucks. Today I met my girlfriend's parents for the first time over dinner, of course. In order to make a good impression, I was as polite as possible.
Of course.
Up, of course.
Of course.
And tried to be as engaging as I could. Don't tell your girlfriend's parents fart jokes.
Never.
Unless your girlfriend's dad works at,
I don't know. It's a sleazy place.
The rest.
Wow.
Wow. That was like a personal joke between me and Danny, but yeah, I forgot they worked at the same place. Fuck. Right. In order to make a good impression, I was as polite as possible and tried to be as engaging as I could. Near the end of dinner, my girlfriend's mom says, I liked your old boyfriend better. Fuck my life.
Mm.
She's a bitch.
Fuck your mom.
Hey, I liked my ex-girlfriend's mom better, so
yeah.
Suck it,
fuck
bitch.
You.
Yeah, what are you, on the rag? Because you're being a bitch.
Seriously. Cunt alert.
Say to your girlfriend's mom.
Are you on the rag? Because you're being a bitch.
Also, what you don't say to your girlfriend's parents.
Right,
along
also,
with fart jokes.
Right.
Right.
Today, oh God. Today, my tampon string was hanging from my bathing suit. You know,
just chilling.
Out.
Whatever.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
My boyfriend thought it was a thread hanging from my bikini bottom.
So he pulled it out.
He publicly pulled out my tampon. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God.
I'm
picturing that in my mind right
I'm
now.
I'm
so
hard.
Am I.
Are you hard?
I don't know. I'm maybe half-mast at this point.
half mast sailing the bloody seas. Today, my sister, my mom, and you know, I can't get that out of my head. What if, like, if he just would have went down there and, like, pulled it with his teeth? Just
yeah, but if it was
around,
a thread, he wouldn't have done that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Would you? Oh, there's a thread hanging from your underwear.
Get that for,
let me just get that with my teeth.
He's the kind of guy that tells fart jokes to my mom. It's fun. Today, my mom and sister both told me that they don't like when I come visit with my boyfriend.
Mm.
They don't like it.
No,
I don't
never.
Like that.
No.
They love my boyfriend and think he's great. It's actually me they have the problem with. My mom and my sister.
They love my boyfriend. They hate me.
Yeah. Fuck. Today I filled out a political survey for a psychology experiment. A really cute girl was doing it too. She was doing it. Doing it. Doing it well.
Mm.
I filled out my survey. I was raised out in Brooklyn. She hailed from Queens.
No
it's
big
fun.
Deal.
We hit it off and flirted through the surveys, and I asked her out when it was all said and done. Then I found out it was really an attraction experiment, and she was in on it. She was acting. Fuck my life. Testies. Have you watched Testies
that's
yet?
That's such a good
I
show.
I love that show. I'm almost done with the first season. Very funny.
That's all there is, too.
Is it? I thought they were going to start making two.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. It's just not out
it
yet.
It's so ridiculous.
I love
and funny.
It.
Oh, my God. I love Torrance.com. I do love Torrance.com. Today, I left the iron and ironing board in my room. You could call it a boarding room. While I was at school, my mom decided to do... It's only like that when I'm in it.
Right.
When I was at school, my mom decided to do some ironing and did it some Iron Man. And did it in my room for convenience, of course. The iron needed water, so she took a water bottle from my dresser and poured it in. It was actually...
My bong.
My secret vodka stash and the iron caught on fire. Fuck
yes.
My life. Is that true? If you put vodka in an
iron?
Well,
it gets really hot.
There's 32 people listening.
I know.
Okay.
They're all from the Keith and the Girl.
Shh. What? Would it catch on fire?
I don't know. I think so.
We should
so.
Try that. Does the Tribeca Cosmopolitan... Why do such dives have such awesome, classy names?
Yeah, that is pretty classy.
We're
the Cosmopolitan.
The five-star Hilton. Is it really five? No, it's
no,
called
it's,
the five-star
right.
Hilton.
It's actually one star.
That's cheating.
You can't have it in the name.
If there's an iron in there, we'll try it.
Okay. We'll have to go buy some vodka.
Right, we'll tape it. We'll film it.
Right.
For evidence. Evidence in aura science.
Hmm.
I've been listening to that lately. You know who I've been really listening to lately?
Who's that?
Ludacris.
God.
I never liked that
I
shit.
I still don't.
Until his new album, and I actually like it. So I got a couple other ones, and I feel where he's coming from, man. The South, not a nice place.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You have to have hustle and flow.
Really? Like
to
the
make
movie?
It in the South. Fuck you, Britain.
God.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. Today I was talking to my boyfriend, and he brushed a lot of girls.
Hey, who's on Cam 1?
What? I am. Why?
What?
What?
The guy on... The guy
what?
What?
Shut up. Continue.
Sorry. One of the guys... the guy on Cam 1 looks like a homosexual.
Oh, no, he is. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, is he talking... Who's he talking about? You or me?
You're Cam 1, bro.
Cam 1.
You
I'm
go put
the jam
your dick
hole
in his
one.
Mouth? That's
no,
you.
No, you cannot.
Wait, is that me?
I don't know. You're the one talking about your boyfriend over there.
Is that... I was just going to say, a lot of chicks fucking their life or gay dudes.
Yeah.
Either or. Today I was talking to my boyfriend and he brushed my hair out of my eyes.
Right.
Honey?
You better brush that. Oh, you guys are homosexual.
That's it. That's nice. he brushed the hair out of my eyes, then he smiled and said, "Your eyes are two different colors right now. One's blue, one's green." I was so happy he still noticed the little things. Then he finished his sentence, "You know, like a dog." Fuck my life.
You remind me of a dog.
That's awesome. You have two different color eyes.
Oh.
Like a dog.
Oh.
That's cool, because last night I fucked you like a dog.
Well, doggy style.
All right. And the food you fed me tasted like dog food, of course. Today, I tasted the rainbow. Skittles?
Sour Skittles.
Sour Skittles, for sure.
The best.
By that, I mean a homeless man hit me in the face with a bag of Skittles for not giving him money. Fuck my life.
Change.
Never been hit in the head with a bag of Skittles.
Ever.
That's so awesome.
That's such a stupid thing to hit someone in the head with.
That should be a commercial. Just a dude walking down the street all important and fast and a bum rolling up and being like, "Do you have any change?" And the dude's like, "No." And
he's like,
the bum's like, hey, butt fucker. The guy's like, he just called me a what?
Fucking
taste the Skittles. Rainbow.
And then
the
right rainbow. To the thing.
Totally.
Taste the rainbow.
And print it.
Done. That's ours.
You can send that check to P.O. Box 365, 2000, Montana, 5993. You know what else you can send there? We got a bunch of stickers still.
Yeah,
I would also like to congratulate the local... And what?
Shirts.
Do we still have shirts?
We have a few.
I think anyone wants them. I think the cat sleeps in that box.
What?
Every now and then, either that or she doesn't mean to, because every now and then I'll hear, because I'll have it, it's kind of closed.
Right.
But I'll hear
like crawl in there.
Crawl up onto the corner of it and then kind of fall in.
Yeah.
But I won't hear her come out. So I think she sleeps
probably
in there.
Stays. So if you order a shirt, there might be cat pee on it?
Well, no, she pees in the litter box, but there might be cat hair all over.
Right. No, that's actually our pubic hair.
Right. It's blonde and... calico colors.
Yeah.
Right. White. But yeah, okay. I'd like to congratulate. No, thank.
Wait.
I would like to thank all the little local people helping us out, passing stickers out.
I've been seeing them everywhere, and I did not put
them
there.
I love it, dude. Whoa. Every time I see one that I didn't put up, I'm like, a little piece of me that had died a long time ago, like, comes back to life.
Or even now, like, for the first time since ever, pretty much, I've seen cars that I don't recognize with our stickers on them.
I know!
I'm like, I don't actually know who that is.
Okay, that might have been me.
You just stick them on people's cars.
No, I'm not doing that, promise. But no, we had a couple friends that are in high school, and you know how lockers have those vents in them? Mm-hmm. He just goes around and, like, slides
just
them in
sticks
all
them
the...
in there? Yeah. Nice.
That's so cool. And like, yeah, like you said, the signs all around town I've been seeing. So yeah, thank you guys for that. That really does help. And that's just cool for me that they're there. And yeah, if you follow, I made a new thing on thejamhole.com along with having the Twitter updates from the Jamhole, which is my Twitter. You can see the pictures right on the site now instead of, you know, if you're just there and you're like, oh, I wonder what that is. Oh, look, they're selling Jamhole water now.
Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah. At the actual grocery store.
Right, but there's only two jugs left.
You better buy it up.
Also weird.
Limited supply.
Only. Today, I was getting ready to get in the shower. Completely naked.
Well, generally.
Well, I like to shower with my shorts
that
on.
That is stupid.
My swimming shorts.
You're a faggot.
Does anybody really do that?
I hope not.
I do that.
Or wear, like, thongs in the shower. Some people do that for some reason.
Do you own thongs?
No.
Braden?
I mean, the shoes.
You can tell me.
No, the shoes.
No one else is listening.
Like sandals.
Just, hey, let it out, bro.
No, there isn't 30 people in the chat listening.
Is there
right
something
now.
You need to tell me?
No.
Or me.
Did Keith and the girl end their show early?
Apparently,
because
they're all here. They're like, oh shit, the jam hole's on. We better stop the show and see what's up.
Oh, fuck. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Today I was getting ready to get in the shower, completely naked, right?
Right.
I pulled the curtain away,
mm-hmm.
and there was a huge spider on the wall, also in the shower, also completely naked.
That's happened to me many times.
Right. That's why, like, I told you when I moved in here, I would always check the bed when I'd go to bed. That was another thing I did when I lived at my mom's house. I would always check the shower before I got in it.
Always.
Because you don't want to be in it when it's getting washed away because the fucking spider will cling on to you.
Yeah.
And then it'll bite you.
No, I just hate, like, washing my hair and then I close my eyes and I open them and there's a spider right on the ceiling. I'm like, oh my God.
In route to your fucking head and your face.
It's totally
just
sitting there staring at me.
I know. Like, what is he thinking? Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, that's not a place for you to be.
No.
I just scold the fuckers.
Take
it as hot as the fucking shower will get.
I just squish them.
And also yourself.
Right.
Well, our shower doesn't get hot here. We're lucky if water comes out of it half the fucking time.
Yeah, if it sprinkles.
That was so awesome. Did we tell that story? Well, you did as me on April 1st.
Kind of. Right, because I was you.
Well, quick rundown of it. Like, we got home and we had some time to kill before the show. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you want to take a shower? I'm like, well, it'll probably get cold. And she's like, that's fine. So we're in there and shit. And it starts to get cold. So I kind of moved to the other side and it gets freezing cold. And I kind of nudged
push her into it.
Screamed. And then almost punched me in
That's
the face.
That's what that was.
Right.
That I heard.
So, yeah, I screamed and my husband, disoriented from sleeping, came running in and knocked me over. I killed the spider with my forehead and broke my nose.
Nice.
Fuck my- That's
Shazam
awesome.
Says, Matt, once again bragging about being an ass to Danny.
Hey. No, it was funny. Because, you know, if she would have thought of it, she would have did the same fucking thing to me.
So, are you sure, or is that just what you say to feel okay about
go
it?
Go wake her up and ask!
Yeah, that'll make her happy. She's probably awake already.
I don't think so. She actually, last time, she totally slept through the show, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is hard to believe.
I know.
It's like just a fucking steamroller sounded like just rolling through your living
it
room.
It may look like a mansion in here, but nay, it is very small.
Yeah, the fucking walls.
She's
they just
sleeping
look nice.
Right there.
Right.
And my neighbor, right there.
It's actually one room.
Okay, last one for tonight, episode 175. Today, I met my boyfriend's parents, all girls or gay dudes.
Wow.
For the first time. I'm already a clumsy person, but became extra clumsy. Why? Because I was nervous. I'm nervous, and I get clumsy. I spill shit and stuff. After knocking over my drink for the fourth time, my boyfriend's mom angrily shouted, quote, did you actually come drunk for the first time meeting us? Fuck my life. I'm just nervous.
Wow.
Just a nervous nilly.
I'm just a nervous drunk. I mean, I'm not drunk. I'm just nervous.
I'm just nervous.
Right.
So, I have to pull up confessions. Hold on.
Do it.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession?
Well, mine has been 5 days.
Well, it was yours technically 2 days ago.
That was...
But it's... Whoa, I'm having an identity
April
crisis.
April Fool's, motherfucker. That was you.
That was me, but I was you, though.
Do you want to switch places then again, or...?
I don't know. But see, it was me, but I was being you, so I'm confused.
Father?
Yes, my son?
I think I'm going to go get high.
Smoke me up, too, then.
Eat something. And watch TV. This is my confession. This has been on my mind all day. This is what has been bugging me. I'm going to go get high, I think. I'm going to eat something.
Right.
And watch TV, like, at the same time after I get high.
And then I'm going to go take a nap.
No. I'm going to masturbate.
Right.
And then I'm going to fall asleep happy. I miss you, baby. Only two more days.
That's a confession.
She's going to come home and be like, you still haven't gotten a job? Have you been smoking pot and jerking off the whole time I was gone? You lazy fuck. It's over. Get the fuck out of my house. Oh, Father. I feel like I should be crying right now. Should I?
I don't know. What's wrong?
I don't know. I just...
You're
going to
make... Just watching you is making me cry.
I feel like I should be crying.
You're going to make me cry.
Maybe the six Lainies and a few Vicodin are numbing...
The six what?
Lainies? Lainies?
I don't know what that is.
Lainies?
I'm sorry.
When you confess, can you keep it to English?
Right.
Lainies. A few Vicodin. A few Vicodin.
I know what those are.
A few Lainies. A few Pillies. A couple Skreelies. Okay.
Okay.
They're numbing more than I'd expected.
Well, holy shit.
I am fucked up.
I am so high.
I'm so ready to get this off my chest and move on with or without you.
Is this what you need to do to fucking...
That. God. With or without you. I'm ready to move on. I'm going to get fucked up. I'm going to take some Lainies, a few Vikings.
Right, because you're going to be moving on because you're going to be fucking dead. God.
I am done with this plane of existence. Yeah.
I'm moving
Father!
On without you.
I'm coming home. You are my best friend, and I fear that your decision in regards to all this will break the friendship.
Whoa.
You will break the record for our friendship. A friendship that means more to me than anything in the world. except for Vikings.
Right, in Lineys.
I love me some Vikings. They get me fucked up.
Yeah.
However, it is not healthy for me to go on like this. It's not healthy for me to be in love with you if it is not returned. And my friend, nay, it is not returned.
Nay.
All you had to do was hit return, because it's a Mac keyboard, and they right. have return.
Or enter if it's a PC.
It's a PC. What if it's a Mac keyboard going into a PC?
Well, then it's still return.
Well, then fine. That's all you had to do. I wish I could turn it off. Easier said than done. It always is, isn't it?
It always is.
That's why I'm a writer. Because it's easier said than done. I don't ever have to do anything. No. I can just write and say things.
And that's why people always give such good advice. And whenever you listen to their advice, you're like, wow, that's exactly what you should do.
You're like, I have this huge elaborate problem that's been draining my fucking soul out. And he's like, oh, this is what you should do. Easier said than done, prick. You fucking asshole. How about you do it? Father, I'm sad.
Don't be emo. Come on.
You know why?
Why?
Do you care?
No, not anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm sad because while I was in the hospital or sick or going to the doctors, you know what my best friend was doing?
What?
Fucking somebody.
Fucking your girlfriend.
Had a kid.
What?
Stopped talking to me because it was with my girlfriend.
Yeah, obviously.
And you know what?
What?
He didn't bother to tell me until she was like 3.
Wow.
I know.
How long were you in the hospital, dude?
I'm still actually in the hospital. And he's the one who acts all pissed. Well, I'd be pissed too if I was with my girlfriend with kids.
Right. It's not even mine.
She's a bitch without kids. Holy Christ. You know things don't have to end up like that. You could have had the abortion. I thought you were smart, like in the brain. And now you act like a fucking jackass for a woman who acts like shit to everyone else. Especially me.
Reminds me of one of your ex-girlfriends.
What the fuck is the matter with you, huh? That's what it says. Don't you think maybe you should stop going to so many bars?
Maybe.
Maybe. And learn what your deal is?
Actually, that's why I'm going to the bars. I'm trying to hide from that.
What's your deal? Actually.
Deal or no deal?
Deal. If you'd quit going to so many fucking bars.
Hey, your mom wants to see your new tattoo.
Oh, holla.
Yeah.
It says whore.
Whore.
I got some weird looks at work today because I carry the jugs in this arm if it's just one.
Uh-huh.
And I think people thought it said raw.
Raw.
Yeah, I don't know. Or
that's
whore.
That's even better.
I'm like, it says whore. Shut up and leave me alone. I know what it is, but I'm not telling you. I know what your deal is.
But I'm not going to tell.
I'm not going to tell you. Hey, it's easier said than done. You're an asshole. But I'm a bigger asshole, because I'm not going to tell you. More time will pass, and I will have to have more surgeries, and you'll still be with her, because she drew you in like a sucker. You got played, son!
Just like everyone else.
She wanted me to raise those kids. You know what? I did this to myself. I got put in the hospital on purpose, and then she drew you in like a sucker!
Oh my God.
Like a sucker! Granted, I left your phone number on the dresser before I jumped out the fucking window. Father, with all these new forms of communication, Twitter, there's a new one out.
Really?
On YouTube I saw today. It's
seriously?
Called Flutter.
Flutter?
It's Twitter, but with a 26-character limit instead of 140.
That's stupid.
No. It's a funny video. You gotta watch it. The premise is that you can get all these updates just by glancing at them. 140
True.
Characters, way too long.
Yeah. Well, it's like 2 sentences.
Too many. What I say, 2 sentences too many.
Don't be like your show notes.
The fail.
Just 3 words.
I love that movie. That was so great. I feel like I talk to strangers more than I talk to people I know.
Wow.
All if you would friend them... They wouldn't be strangers. True. Duh. You fucking idiot.
Maybe there's a reason why he keeps them strangers and why he doesn't have any friends.
Because they're perfect strangers and shitty friends.
Yeah.
Braden.
Matt.
I'm ready to make the choice. Are you?
Yes.
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 I'm going to fly Delta from now on. A year ago, Father. Did I tell you what happened a year ago?
I don't think you did.
It was a year ago today, actually. It was a dark and stormy night, much like tonight.
Dark and stormy.
My girlfriend broke up with me by letting me walk in on her cheating on me with my best mate. What?
You what?
I don't think that's a best mate.
No, not anymore.
I mean, I don't know what love is, but I don't think that's it. That's, wow.
That's bad.
She, what, was she always this much of a bitch?
Yeah, like, you just don't ever find out until the last minute.
You don't even have to direct message me. A fucking at reply, we're not going out anymore, would have sufficed.
Anything.
But she set it up, she's like, hey, meet me at our house. It was our house. She's like, I'll meet you at home. And then she's in there fucking my best mate. He was in my top four on MySpace.
Really?
Yeah. That's not anymore.
No.
Fuck no.
Now he's last.
You just lost that privilege, my friend. I'll tell you what the deal is. A girl, it ripped my heart out. You know that? It ripped my heart out like Kano.
It's okay. You're going to be okay.
I don't think so.
You are.
I don't feel okay.
You will.
You're going to make it.
Yet, last week, me and a girl slept together. Huh, was it her best mate? Perhaps? A girl who had a boyfriend! Ooh!
Ooh,
what a yeah. troubled web we weave. I never thought I would be that person. Of course. You never think about it. Your dick didn't think about it. Like, hey, this might not be a good idea.
Your dick never thinks about it.
I know, and now your dick burns. And you're gonna think about it every time you pee from now on. But I have fallen for her, of course, and she for me. We told her boyfriend, and he hates me, of course. You're like, hey, honey, this is my new boyfriend. New boyfriend? That's my old boyfriend. Play nice.
Like, that really? Never works. You can't
fucking
do that.
Bitch. Oh, he hates me as he should, and she doesn't want to give up 2 years of history with him. Of course, I understand her decision and support it, but I can't bring myself to tell her how I feel. No one cares how I feel.
How do you feel?
I'll
feel ask you.
Used.
Used?
I have ruined that relationship enough. I don't need to tear them apart. So I keep my mouth closed, but it's killing me. I had a taste of her, and I want more. Did it taste like curd?
Yes.
He is such a dickhead to her, of course. She deserves better, but I am the outsider. I'm the lost boy. I have no right to speak, and I respect that she wants to work at their relationship. But nay, I do not want to watch this anymore. Last one. Dude. I love you so much.
Whoa. Dude. I love you too, dude.
Dude. No, I love you.
I fucking love you, dude.
I fucking love you so much. But our friends won't let us be together. Dude, what would our friends say?
I don't know.
They're like, hey, dude, I thought you guys only did the show on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. What's this Tuesday, Thursday business?
What are you doing on those days?
Shh, don't judge me.
None of your business.
I would give anything to be with you, dude. Dude, but the fact remains that they and outside factors, your mom, they won't let us do that. They won't let us dude that. I
just want to bro it down.
Dude, that's all I want.
With some Super Mario Bros.
I just wish my friends and your friends call my friends and your friends and we'll be friends.
All
together.
Of us.
Together. And they got shot. They won't let. I wish that they would let us be together.
I wish.
But they have their reasoning. And I could see that being a stress on everyone's friendships. I love you, though, dude. And there's nothing they can say or do that will change that fact.
That's sad.
I love you. I fucking love you, dude.
I fucking love you.
I fucking love you. Oh, fuck. You know, one of these days, I'm just totally expecting that I'm going to hop on there and it's going to be like, no new confessions.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like,
that'd be fucked up. That's never going to happen.
I'm going to go outside, and it's actually not going to be snowing.
You're going to be like, whoa.
And I'm going to go do the laundry, and it'll actually not take four fucking go-arounds in the dryer before my clothes are dry.
And you'll go to work, and you won't deal with one stupid prick all day.
I'll go to work, and no one will put stickers on any jokes. Did I tell you what I started doing?
What?
It's the dumbest thing. Like, I've said this many times. It's these five-gallon water jugs, and they have a sticker on top. And you have to peel the sticker off where it says peel here, right? It even says that.
Peel here.
And then you put the jug on the thing. Well, some people will peel them off and they'll just slap it right back on the jug.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you got
to
scrape it
off. And then
I
have to scrape it. And there's like hundreds of them to do. Some people will just not even peel it off, put the whole thing on the jug, and then wonder why there's pieces of sticker falling out the nozzle or it's clogged.
Mm-hmm.
So all the places, like this has been bugging the shit out of me lately. All the places I go to and they have stickers on the jugs, the trash can is like no more than 4 feet away.
Always.
Where
they just
every
do
time.
That to piss you
every
off.
Every time. They
I
do
bet.
That. I don't
why
even
else
know why.
Would they?
I don't even know
they
why.
They just fucking throw it in the garbage.
Maybe you could get Adam and Eve on the phone and ask them why the fuck people do that, because I have no idea. So anyway, I just started all the places that do that. For one, no more jugs with handles. They get the fucking...
You aren't giving them?
No, fuck
no,
them.
Fuck you.
I don't know if they notice or not, but they're like...
Oh, I can't
usually, usually we get at least one or two with a handle.
Right.
None. You're done.
Is that a big
cut
deal?
Off. Sometimes, because when it's all ladies in
the
office,
oh,
the, they're
I
like,
need my handle.
I'm disabled. The ones with handles.
Disabled.
I can't pick up the ones without them.
Disabled. You shouldn't be lifting those up anyway. How about that?
Yeah, you should just die of... fucking
wait,
dehydration.
How much do those weigh again?
50 pounds.
Yeah, that's probably about how much they weigh at their age.
No, I'm not, they're not old. I'm making a little exact. They're like, you know, like 40s, 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
Or our age even
yeah,
sometimes.
But still.
But yeah. They're, so I stop, like, I'll bring them in there, no handles. I'll take the stickers off all of them. And I'll fucking put them, like, places in the office.
Just
like, because they're usually in, like, a break room and shit. So I'll put one on the table, but I won't just sit there. Like, I'll take extra care to fucking make it
like, perfect.
Yeah, like, totally flat.
Super
so
stick it.
Yeah, so you can't peel it off or nothing.
It's gonna take
and
forever.
Like, yeah, just in random places and shit. So, yeah, fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
All right, you ready to do some news? Episode
actually,
175? What?
I really want to do some purity test again.
What? We can't do purity.
Come on,
just
one section.
We just did that last week.
It was last week.
She wanted to kind of do it, though, too.
Just one section. There's so many.
There's not. There's, like, two sections left.
Whatever. How many did we do?
We did three sections.
I even pulled it up.
No, we're not doing purity tests. I told Danny we would wait for her next time we did it.
Fine. We should do it.
We'll do purity tests Monday.
Okay.
Because she doesn't work Tuesday, so she can stay up late with us, even though I do.
Okay.
All right, call it in the air.
Heads.
It is...
Heads.
It is heads!
Heads!
Whoa.
You're on a streak, bro. You're on a streak.
Awesome.
You're
this
a winner.
One,
you're a winner this week.
I am
week.
A winner. I feel like a winner.
You're ending the week with a win.
Wow.
You're amazing.
I'm going to start next week with a win also.
You're going to start next week with a big old fat L.
No. This one is called Deputies Mom Son Text Murder Plan. A 16-year-old... Hold on. A 16-year-old and his mother planned to murder the boy's stepfather through a series of text messages, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. That is how you kill someone.
Wow.
Text via text message. If not, you know, fucking Twitter.
Wait, say that again.
A 16-year-old and his mother planned to murder the boy's stepfather, so his mother's boyfriend.
I don't like mom's boyfriend down the stairs. Right.
Through a series of text messages. So they're discussing their... plans. Deputies were called to Trellis Road in Oriel. I almost saw Areola for a second.
Right. Okay. Got
San Carlos Park just before midnight on March 20th.
Why wouldn't the boy's mom just be like, we're done? I'm dumping you, maybe? Like, you have to kill him? I mean, unless there's life.
Well, no, I don't
insurance.
Know.
Insurance?
There might be a motive. I mean... There's a motive behind it, I imagine. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, life insurance, or just because they want him dead. One less person, I don't care.
No,
honestly.
Dude, Newsy's a chick, if you're wondering. Is that what... Adam's getting some tail.
Woo!
Want to go to New York with us?
Do it.
Holy
you can
fuck.
Fit in a suitcase, right?
Fucking A, you can.
Authorities say Pinkerton. Pinkerton was stabbed 15 times.
By the boy.
By one of them. He was released from the hospital after several days of treatment. Now... He doesn't want anyone to know where he is, but he talked to us on the phone Thursday afternoon. Don't be scared.
Hey, don't be scared. Scared a little 16-year-old boy and his mommy.
I'm getting better.
His 19-year-old mommy.
But I've got a lot going on right now. I have to restructure my entire life, basically. Me entire life.
Well, basically, I mean, you get stabbed 15 times, you know. It takes some changes, I guess. It takes a little getting used to.
I
got a shit in a bag.
I didn't, I guess, know her as well as I should have.
Ugh.
There it is.
I did not.
I did not know her as well as maybe I, you know, should have.
I am red in the face. Hmm. I did not see that coming.
Newsy wants me to lift up my shirt really bad.
She said,
just begging for it.
She said she fucking loved me, dude. She said she fucking loved me.
Bitches lie.
And then she told her son to
too much.
Kill me.
And he tried.
And he fucking tried.
He fucking stabbed me 15 times.
That's some bullshit. But honestly, dude, if you can't defend yourself against a punk-ass 15-year-old, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah, they picked up the kid a short time after the attack and charged him with attempted murder. After getting
He blamed it on his mom.
Right. After getting a search warrant, detectives looked through his phone where they say they found text messages.
Because he didn't go tools, options, clear all messages, but you fucking retard.
Between him and his mother, yeah.
Fuck, I do that every fucking night just because.
Just
like,
to clear
Well,
it.
No, because my phone's a Windows phone, and if it gets too many in there, it'll start lagging, and then it'll just crash, and then fuck me if anyone tries to send me an important message, you know?
That's nothing to do with... Because
that happens all the time.
Does it really?
No, not at all.
You just don't want anyone to see what you've been saying.
Right, pretty much. I'm like, God, you guys gotta quit doing that.
Deputies say those messages show a plan to kill Jason Pinkerton, who deputies say is married to Susan Pinkerton. Susan Pinkerton was arrested Monday, but deputies only released information about the alleged plot today. Blah, blah.
Are they going to charge him as an adult,
I don't know.
He's 16, right?
Right.
I think so, because that's a lot of motive, unless he plays the card that, like, oh, fuck, I'm young and impressionable, and my mom made me do it. Like, if you were 16, say, like 2 years ago, Brayden, if your mom was like, hey, I'm dating this dude, I got a fat life insurance policy on him, he's kind of a douche, little dick, I want him killed. You're like, okay, mom, love you, send. Like, would you do it?
After I cleared my messages, yes.
You know what I do? I'd go to him and be like, hey, my mom wants me to kill you, and she's paying me this much. How much will you pay me not to kill you
and
to actually
her.
Kill her?
Right.
Right.
Or just not kill you, because I will anyway.
Hey, Keith says, is that Keith or, it's gotta be Keith. Pardon? Viola, if Matt or I had to die, who would you pick?
Whoa.
Choose your next words wisely,
next
Viola
poll.
Chick. Next poll.
Yeah, that's the new poll.
That's not fair. You've been around for 4 years. We've been around for one. It's not fair. Fucker.
Wow.
Okay.
So in March 2009, manslaughter charges against Pinkerton were dropped after a judge granted a motion to suppress Pinkerton's statements and the medical examiner's report.
Right. Why?
I have no idea. That's the end of the story.
Wait, say that again?
They dropped the manslaughter charges on him for stabbing
the kid.
Him. Right.
For stabbing him 15 times.
For whatever reason.
Because his mom probably told him to.
After a judge granted a motion to suppress Pinkerton's statements and the medical examiner's report.
The statements that they got off the phone? Like,
I guess.
Or what he
said. I'm not
sure. The kid was probably all incriminating and shit, and then they're like...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, now, remember that part where, like, you have the right to be shut the fuck up?
Right.
Now's the time to shut the fuck up.
That would be right now.
Right. So is that for that story?
That is.
Okay, this one's called Man Who Didn't Like Sandwich Attacks Fiancé. He actually did not like a sandwich, attacked his fiance. Feeding picky eaters can be a pain, especially when you're dating big black guys that just got out of jail.
Dinner ready is pizza?
Dinner ready is pizza!
Every time.
That's what hurts. Just ask Lindell Toppin's fiance, whose middle finger was almost chopped off when Toppin allegedly attacked her with a kitchen knife. Well, you don't... You know, bitches are kind of snooty when, you know... She probably made
Well, she's on the rag, too,
he probably
know.
Got out of jail, and he's like, oh, man, I'm so fucking hungry, I want some pussy. And she made him, like, bread with fucking cheese in
right.
it.
Right, and he's and like, what the fuck?
He's like, what's that? She gave him the finger. He's like, do that again, I'm gonna cut it off. She's like,
boom.
Then,
what do you expect?
Ask a stupid question. Fuck. The reason for the assault, cops say, was a poorly made meatball sandwich. Specifically, okay, let's get into the specifics of this, okay?
Okay.
So we can understand
right.
we why can... he almost chopped off her middle finger. Really? I'm so glad
over
that this happened.
Over this.
Okay. Specifically, the cheese placement, it's all wrong.
Wrong place.
I see what you're trying to do there, but you got the cheese placement all wrong.
Right, you put the cheese on top.
Right.
Not under.
You stupid twat.
Fucking
bitch. What's that saying? You want something done right? Do it your fucking self.
You spilled my coffee.
You spilled my
coffee. You fucking bitch.
Oh, so. You know which one I love the most?
Which
when
one?
When all the men are having their business meeting. And the chick comes in, and the dude says something about, like, sales numbers, and the chick is like, well, actually, it's 4.7, and everything just stops, and he's like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, totally, you should not be correcting me, even though you're right, because you're a woman. Like, that's what we need to see more of.
That's what we need all
amazing.
The time.
Fucking amazing. Right, cheese placement all wrong, and that infuriated Toppin. Is that
Toppin?
Ironic that his name is Topping?
Right.
And that, like, that's the one thing that set him off?
Yeah, was the wrong
like,
Topping?
My name's Lindell Topping, and if you fuck with my topping, I will fucking kill you.
I will slice fingers.
They don't call me Topping for nothing. That quote, that was the catalyst, the cops said. The 44-year-old woman, whom cops did not identify, was preparing dinner, was making dinner ready last week in her Kingston Road home, when Topping became enraged due to the victim not placing cheese on his hoagie roll correctly. It's, how do you, I'm baffled. How do you not, like, did you not put it on the bread? Because...
It's actually on... I put it on the side.
I put it in my twat.
Right.
I'm just a dumb girl. I'm
sorry.
I
thought you wanted to fuck.
I thought
my
that's
bad.
What he said. Okay. He's on my hoagie roll. I thought that's what he fucking meant. I know he was...
Oh. Well, you mean
sandwich.
A real hoagie. Yeah. I
got it.
Right.
Also... Oh my god, this is amazing that this happened. Topping grabbed a knife from the other room and slashed her finger, causing a deep laceration, where she received 23 stitches to close the gash. Could you fit 23 stitches in your finger?
I don't know.
Like,
how big is
a lot of stitches.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a cut.
That'd be your whole finger.
just
cut it in half.
Oh, wow. And also, instead of chomping on the meatball sub that she'd made him, Topping wrapped his teeth around his girlfriend's left wrist and refused to let go.
Mm.
Topping bit down on the victim's arm and would not release his bite. The bite left swelling and teeth marks. Quote, it was a barbaric attack, Shitwood said.
Shitwood?
What? Is this an April Fool's story, like, leftover? Because, come on, guys.
Wait, seriously?
No, April 3rd. That's fucked up shit. Shitwood.
Yeah, that is some shitwood.
That's amazing. Right there. Shitwood. Also...
I got it. It says that.
I know. I told you. I'm not making this up. It was a barbaric attack. Shitwood Topping, who's 50, of Lansdowne Avenue, was charged with aggravated and simple assault, reckless endangerment, possessing an instrument of crime, and... harassment.
Wow.
And I would like to ask Keith if he could real quick guess where this happened. It's his favorite city where all the fat pigs are from. Go figure, it was about cheese placement.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Keith. No, not what?
Chicago.
Philly.
There it is.
Yeah. No shit, it happened in Philly, of course. That is so amazing to me. He was being held yesterday at the George Hill Correctional Facility awaiting hearing. The big cheese at the prison had a word to say about topping yesterday. Quote, are you ready for this?
It's going to be another pun, isn't it? It's going to be a joke. Come
on. Quote, wait until he gets a load of the prison food. Little cock meat sandwich for you, buddy. Woo!
Hey, at least the cheese is in the right spot.
That's right. That's it for that story. That's amazing. What's the time, please?
We are at 1 hour and 24 minutes.
Okay, read another story, and we'll get the fuck out of here.
This one is called Ear Bitten Off in Road Rage Incident. I almost said accident. I wasn't
what
even
is
reading.
What is it so far about this year that people... It seems like a lot more stories we've been reading since the new year have been, like, physical... Like biting and shit.
Right.
Like people putting other people's body parts in their mouths.
Yeah, or just hurting one another.
Is it just... I don't understand that. Like, we're not fist fighting anymore. We're not shooting each other.
We're getting
biting
up close
people.
In person.
I know. I don't understand it. Sorry.
He's
almost biting you.
Scare him. He almost killed you.
He's not even using the microphone.
Hey, no. It's okay.
They can hear you. Are you setting up a little Craigslist fucky fucky sucky sucky for later?
No.
No, are you sure? Because that's what it kind of looks like.
It's okay. You know
what? Dude, Newsy is a sneaky fucker. You'll just be chatting and all of a sudden he's like, all right, so I'll meet you at 7. You're like, yeah. Wait, what? What the fuck just happened?
I'm not meeting up with
next
anyone.
Next thing you know, you're getting your dick sucked in some fucking built condo.
At the blue and white.
At the blue and white.
Newcastle police say a road rage incident escalated to violence Wednesday when a driver actually bit off another man's ear.
Well, what would somebody have to do? Like, you've seen us driving and
cut him off
shit,
in traffic.
Blow through a red stoplight.
Yeah, that.
I should have just got out and, like, just bit
fucking,
his ear off. That would have
just opened
him.
His door and fucking bit him.
Just, like, a fucking vampire. That's so awesome.
We should have done more to that kid.
I don't know about the rest of society, but I actually got taught that biting was a no-no back in, like, before I went to school.
Right,
like
that's
pre-preschool.
People even teach their dogs that's not what you do.
My parents were like, hey, you know that thing you were trying to start doing when you bite stuff? Yeah, don't do that.
Right,
I was like,
stop it.
And then I did it again, then I got smacked in the mouth, and then I never did it again since.
Right, or whipped with a belt.
Maybe that's the problem. People...
Beat your fucking
the
kids.
Generation that's, like, doing all this shit just wasn't raised right.
Right.
They
it's
weren't
the
beat enough,
mm-hmm.
And they're just biting. They're biters.
They're
fucking biters.
They're a bunch of toothy bitches.
Even Mike Tyson. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously,
if
you're...
I wouldn't want to throw fists at that guy, but he's an ear biter.
Hold on. If you're a fucking adult and you're biting
and
people...
And you're dead.
I'm shot in the head.
Dead. Boom,
fuck
dead.
That.
Go to prison and try to chop on somebody.
Yeah, you're a fucking adult. You don't bite people. Like, punch him in the face or
I
something.
Know.
Be a man.
Or, like, take a knife and cut the ear off,
right.
Put it in a bag, take it home if you want to, like, chew on it.
Something.
But don't,
yeah.
Like,
don't.
That's very...
That's what girls do. They bite and pull hair. Stupid shit like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Guffey said he was riding his bike and stopped to talk to two kids on the side of the road when Curtis Allen, in quotes, crossed...
That's his A.
Oh, right. Curtis
right.
Allen.
They
crossed...
call me Allen on the streets, yo. Hey, when you need some blow, you call Allen.
Well, he sped by in his SUV. Guffey said he told Cross to slow down, but he said Cross pulled his SUV in front of him and put it in reverse.
You know what? My dad used to do that shit when we lived in town. Whenever cars would, like, because it was a neighborhood, right? Houses on both sides and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever cars would go by, he would just yell and be like, slow the fuck down! And, like, they'd stop, and, you know, he had, like, a concealed weapon permit, so he'd just, like, kind of pull back his shirt if they, like, tried to say anything, and mm-hmm. they would just leave and shit. It was so stupid, because
it's always
kids.
He would just cause trouble on purpose?
Yeah, pretty much. So, that happens, this dude's like, slow down, and the guy's like, oh, fuck that
fuck
shit. Stops,
that.
Gets out, and bites the dude's ear.
Okay.
I'll show you slow down.
Cross encountered a bicycle that he found frustrating to get around, said Detective Ross Frame. Police said both men exchanged hand gestures.
Of course.
What do you think those would have been?
I think it
maybe
was like
fucking this.
Oh, I was thinking like the super secret handshake kind of thing.
Maybe.
And he did it wrong. He's like, imposter! And he fucking bit him.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, probably the finger.
Guffey said Cross then got out of his car and started yelling at
him. Well, that would be the logical next step.
That's what
he
you
yells
do.
Slow down, so you slow down to a stop.
And you...
You give him the finger, he gives you the finger.
You
escalate the situation. Right. Fuck me, no, fuck you, and then an ear gets bitten off.
Right, that's how it happens every time.
And now, against if someone bites an ear.
And yep. Now your hearing? Not so good.
No, not in your left ear.
Not a, hey, speaking to my good ear.
Right.
Okay.
Jumped out and said, what did you say? And I said, you need to watch where you are going. There's kids here, said Guffey. Guffey said,
fuck
Cross.
Fuck the kids. That's what Guffey
fuck
said.
Fuck the kids.
Fuck the kids.
Guffey said, Cross, a man he had never met before, then started attacking him.
Mm-hmm.
He came bum rushing him and grabbed him like this and started taking chunks of his ear and spitting them at
oh,
me.
Oh, you actually got a piece
took chunks
your,
and
your,
spit them.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm snowballing pieces of your ear now.
That's almost worse, I'd say, than a slap in the face. Like,
yeah.
Like, you just got slapped like a bitch. Like, you got your ear bit off and then spit back
right.
at you. Is that worse than just straight up spitting on somebody?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
In the level of disrespect?
It's not only your spit, but pieces of him also.
Right, so the pain is inflicted physically, and
right.
then it's degrading because you just had it spit back on you.
Right, and getting spit on is degrading
and probably
anyway.
The ear didn't taste very good, so you got to spit it out somewhere.
Right, he probably
so.
Had a lot of earwax.
Right, probably.
It's gross.
They're not the cleanest people.
No. Police recovered some of the pieces of Guffey's ear at the scene, but doctors were unable to reattach the ear. Guffey said if he could do it all over again, he would still call out Cross, of course.
Of course, because,
no.
hey, I keep my hood safe.
When it comes
neighborhood
to kids...
Neighborhood watch, son. Neighborhood watch.
When it comes to kids, I'll always get involved.
Fucking A.
I love my
cause
kids.
Because all these kids is mine, son.
Yep.
I got DNA tests on all they asses. They all my kids.
They all mine.
Shit. That's how we roll.
And that's it for that story.
Of course it is. All right. This one is called... Condemned Arizona serial killer gets 2 life terms.
Two.
Fuck that. Give him 4.
No,
right,
one for his second life and one for his real life.
And then you're
going to
need a third one for his World of Warcraft life also.
Right, maybe. And a fourth one for his Facebook, I guess.
Right, probably.
This comes out of Phoenix, Arizona. Man convicted of killing 6 people and attacking 19 others was sentenced to 2 consecutive life terms plus... plus nearly 365 years on Monday.
365 years.
So you have
years.
2 life sentences. So how? What is that? Like 2 lifetimes?
Yeah.
So like 200 years.
Right.
Okay, because you're going to live that long anyway.
Of course.
And then on top of that, insult to injury, another 365, not days, which would have been another year, but years!
Right.
They fucking flip the script on your ass. They're like, 365. He's like, oh, another year. Years, bitch! Years! Suck on that shit.
Oh.
Just days after being condemned for the dozens of random nighttime shootings that terrorized the city in 05 and 06. I have to say, just dead.
Yeah, just kill him
like,
now.
Like, you're gonna do that.
You just, well...
We have to pay for him for that much longer. You're
right.
gonna raise my cigarette prices that much higher for him? Kill him. Done.
You take that
problem
much more out of our checks so we can help pay
of
for
course.
These fuckers?
Of
just
course.
Kill him!
Why not?
He's gonna be there for 2 lifetimes. I'd rather just kill him now.
Of
Seriously.
Course. It's amazing. A jury on Friday gave Dale Hausner, 36, who is... whoa. They gave... He's 36, and they gave him 6 death sentences for 6 murder convictions in the serial shooter attacks. The judge sentenced Hausner on Monday for the other attacks, including the life terms for 2 counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and nearly 365 years on dozens of other counts that included attempted first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and drive-by shooting. Do you think now that the judges, like, that's just a little joke? Between all of the judges, they're like, hey, so what was the most you get? He's like, 365 years. And I used a penis pump while I did it.
While checking my MySpace.
I know. I could totally see him doing that. Like, they got their little laptops and shit, and they're just fucking pumping it up and fucking, like, handing out.
While looking at child porn.
Right. 365. He thought I was going to say days. I said years on him. Oh. That's so cool. I wish I was a judge. I would judge. That's like
we'd
what
be
that,
good judges,
that dude on
I
the
think.
Abortion video. He's yeah. like, "Do you want to be the one to do it?" Yes, I fucking will be the one to do that. I don't care
if no one
dude.
Else will.
Hey, fuck.
Hey.
Even if other people will, I will also.
We're
I will
just,
help.
We're just here to pray.
I'm here to pray. God, that is so fucking creepy. Jaml.com/YouTube. Is that in the first one?
Yeah,
that's
no,
when
yeah,
we're
that's the
interviewing
first one.
Him, and
right.
we're like, what do you think about this? And she's like, we're just here to pray.
Pray.
That's so creepy. I saw it's
the way
so
she
creepy.
Talked the whole time was creepy.
She is nuts. I like how when we're like, so people find religion when they're at the lowest point in their lives. What happened to you? And she's like, I found Jesus. I'm like, yeah, but why? What happened to find Jesus? Like,
yeah,
did you find him in jail? Did you find him at your meth house? Like, what mm-hmm. happened? And she wouldn't say because that other guy was there, and they didn't know each other, and she kept, like, kind of looking. Like, she, I don't know, man. That shit was so creepy.
Yeah, that's way creepy. Those people are crazy.
Right. So, the Hausner told the judge on Monday to let me have it. Mm. Can I have that?
Go
hey,
ahead.
You got that 365 years?
Yeah.
Can I have that?
That's all for you.
Can I have a couple more life sentences?
Actually,
also?
You can have two.
Really?
Yeah.
Can
just
I have
for you.
That?
Yeah, hey, with no parole.
Let me have That's so awesome. He knows. He's like, I'm done, dude. Hey, right. judge, suck on my balls and then let me have it. He's like, all right, I guess. Quote, I'm willing to accept the maximum penalty because you have a choice, right? I'm not going to point fingers at anyone else, also because you have a choice.
Except
like,
for
we
you.
We have the evidence, right? Like, you did it.
We're not
going to
point any fingers.
Right. But
but I will point at that guy.
He killed him, right?
Yeah, it was him.
By the way.
Right. Hausner was convicted in the attacks earlier this month. The attacks and an unrelated serial killer case kept police and neighborhood watch groups on high alert in the summer of 06. Thank the Lord for them. Daryl Davies, who was injured in a drive-by shooting, told the judge during Monday's hearing that his organs were still riddled with shotgun pellets and caused him constant pain. He said he hoped Hausner never sees the light of day. And that's pretty much about it.
Hmm.
Just his brother, Jeff Hausner, pleaded guilty in 07 to a stabbing and is serving a 7.5-year prison term. See, that's why I like that added in, clause, if you will, that when somebody is caught of more serious crimes and they're killed, that their whole family line is killed up to about 5 generations.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Because they're all going to be a waste.
Right, and if not, then they're going to have a fucking chip on their shoulder because this happened, mm-hmm. and then they're going to waste.
Well, and then,
anyway.
Of course, any kids that any of them have are ruined instantly.
Well, of course.
Because they're just a reflection of them.
Exactly. And it gets like that in the first place because of awful conditions to begin with. So it's not like by this happening, you're not improving the odds of someone that's going to go on to do great things.
No.
No.
It's just,
not at all.
It just gets worse and worse.
Right. And that is it for that story. So, is that it?
Is it?
I don't know. What time is
it? Are you good?
I don't have a clock here.
An hour and...
2:06.
It's an hour and 37 minutes.
Super late.
Wait, what?
We're an hour and 37 minutes.
Okay. Let me read this pervy story and then we'll get the fuck out.
Do it. I actually kind of, that one's kind of
good. Do you have
too.
One? Can we take a break for a sec then so I can go have a smoke and then we'll fucking read a couple more and then we'll get out of here?
I suppose.
And if Keith comes back, he should call in and we'll play a game.
You want to play a game?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to play a game, little boy?
All right. Yeah, we'll be right back. In minutes. And okay, then. One of the retards forgot to shut the door, and I think the cat ran away. So, fine. I didn't like that cat anyway.
Cat is gone.
Real quick, while you're waiting, jaml.com/vote. It's a new month. Why don't you go give us a vote? Or give us money. Oh, found the cat. Good.
All good.
Done and done. Right. So.
Just do that to look
26.
Cool.
How many people did you ban in the last 20 minutes? Let's say. Hey, he's gonna drum me some fucking hip-hop beats so I can fucking make more rap and not actually have to steal beats in order to finish. So, yeah, it's gonna be great. Oh, fuck. FMOS is gonna rap with me in New York. I'm excited for that shit. I'm gonna bring in my fucking 12-track album and be like, I stole all these beats, but the rhymes are all mine, so fucking holla at you, boy. Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, I get to go see Atmosphere in a week, in 5 days.
How did that concert is so sold out? I don't get how you got tickets.
We just
to that.
Ordered the tickets.
When?
For the Bozeman show.
That's sold out. Did you get tickets before it got sold out?
We got our tickets last Saturday.
Really?
Last Saturday. Well, that was when they came in. We ordered them like 3 days before that.
That's fucking crazy. Every time, like, I'll hear that, like, he's coming to Missoula or coming to Bozeman.
And you check.
And I'll have money finally, and I'll go get the tickets, and it's, like, sold out.
Aww.
But you can buy them from scalpers for, like, $200.
Right.
Like, oh, cool. Or I can sit here and write my own rap.
Right.
Or
just listen to his album.
My buddy actually said he even had a friend offer him one for free.
What?
But he didn't take it because he, you know, didn't
that's
there.
Bullshit. No, we're in Kalispell, but Bozeman's like, what, 300 miles? 300?
Like 4 hours.
316 miles.
Right, exactly.
Right, we used to make trips to Bozeman, saw all the kids' acid there. It was crazy. Hmm. Okay, right. Where were we?
Some news.
You have a news story to read. Okay, go.
Me? First?
Right. Because I just read one. Right.
This one is called Gunman Kills 13 in New York Siege.
Really? New York?
In New York City.
Is this where we're going?
This is.
Was it The Punisher?
Yes.
Holy shit.
That was not in New York.
Sigizzle 2 says, my girlfriend is from Billings. I love Montana. Crazy. Billings is like 8 hours away. Billings is on the other side of our fucking state.
Yeah, we're on the other side of Montana.
Right, of course.
A gunman has killed 13 people after taking dozens hostage in the U.S. state of New York.
Right.
The suspected gunman was later found dead inside the immigration center.
Really?
In Binghamton, police officials said. Nearly 40 people escaped from the building, but 4 were critically injured in the shooting.
Keith says 14 people. Exaggerators. Fucking news. Always trying to fucking
seriously
make it more than it is.
It's gotta make it better.
That guy didn't get 365 years. It was just one.
It was just 365 days.
Fucking bullshit.
President Barack Obama in Europe for a NATO summit said he was shocked and saddened by the senseless violence.
People get killed in New York? Get the fuck out of here.
13. No.
I am shocked by such senseless violence.
You're pulling my leg.
Hey, I am shocked that I'm going to have to be paying like $10 a bag of cigarettes instead of 4.
Yeah.
That's what I'm shocked
because
about.
Because of people like
people,
me.
We have people. Dude, we got 6 billion of them. Like, burn through them.
We're good
fine
on those.
But that's a little ridiculous. Fucking $10 for a bag of that shit.
So much.
Fuck. We're going to start stealing that shit.
You know why?
Because
you'll buy it.
I won't buy it. I'll steal it. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm not
sucking
paying
dick for cigarettes.
I am not. That shit is more than weed costs. No fucking way. I'm not buying
fuck
that shit.
That.
No, I'll grow my own tobacco. I don't give a fuck.
Or just start smoking more weed. Cigarettes are more expensive.
Might as fucking
why
well
do you think they make gas so expensive? Because the dumb fucks will pay for
it's
it.
It's so stupid,
well,
though.
Us being them.
It's so stupid, though. They're trying to take all of this tax out of, like, one thing, when in reality, if they would tax every time someone has a kid, tax that shit.
Yes.
I want a diaper tax. I want a baby formula tax.
Baby
food
tax.
I want a babysitter tax. I want a baby mama twat tax. And then spread it out between weed, alcohol, cigarettes, and babies, because that's a sin tax. And then you wouldn't have to raise one thing up so fucking much and not have tax on babies. And then people would stop having so many kids, and then we wouldn't be in this fucking mess in the first place.
Hmm.
Done. Solved. You know how many problems we solve every Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Oh my God, I can't.
If I had a nickel, I wouldn't be bitching about spending $10 on a bag of cigarettes.
The world would be almost perfect.
The world would be perfect. My Fruitopia.
Yeah. Just seriously.
Oh, Fruitada.
Listen to episodes 10 through 175.
Right.
And the world would be perfect if you just follow through.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Right.
Right.
Mr. Obama said his administration was actively monitoring the situation and that Vice President Joe Biden was in touch with officials.
Of course.
The town's police chief, Joseph Zukowski, told a news conference that 14 people had been found dead in the American Civic Association buildings.
And he was like, yeah, so?
And?
And? Like, what else is new?
I don't care. The man believed to have carried out the attack was found dead with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound, he said.
Apparently. So are you saying maybe he was maybe framed?
Right, word on the street.
Right, okay.
Ammunition, 2 more handguns, and a hunting knife were recovered from the scene.
Is this going to be more reason to ban all guns? maybe?
Because
weren't people saying that, like, a while ago, that, like, when he got elected, everybody went out and bought a bunch of guns? Because they're like, oh, Barack Hussein Obama's going to take our guns away from my cold, dead, fucking inbred, retarded flipper hands.
And then everyone started buying tons of guns.
Right. And that, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Democratic Congressman Maurice Hinchey told the AP the gunman had entered a room where people were sitting... exams for U.S. citizenship. It was in the middle of a test. He just went and opened fire.
Oh, so no, like, real American, like, no harm was done.
Well,
they were all people.
They weren't citizens.
Right. They were taking the test to become citizens.
So, really, there weren't even people in yet.
And if you think about it, they took her dirt.
They've been digging her dirt.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
All right, well, this one is called State Puts Porn Pervs in Sights. Elderly Disabled Victims Prompt Bill. They're like, do we have a bill against having sex with elderly people? And she's like, do we need one?
It's like, well...
Yeah, we actually do now.
Now we do.
Pervs preying on the elderly or disabled... Is that a term that you can use in a newspaper article?
What?
Pervs?
Pervs?
Is that... I mean, is that is that the scientific term?
That's the common term for
it. Is that the medical term?
A perv?
Perv?
I don't think there's anything medical about this.
Right. Pervs preying on the elderly or disabled could soon face harsh new penalties under a first-of-its-kind proposed law that would punish sicko peddlers of geriatric and handicapped porn the same as child pornographers.
Wait, so granny porn would be no more?
Are you kidding?
Bummer, dude.
There's tons of that on iloveporns.com.
I know! What are we gonna jerk off to now? But seriously...
No, I stay away from that.
Like, if
me.
You think about it, they wouldn't be peddling this shit if people weren't like, hey, do you have any of that geriatric porn?
Right, because
that's
Jerry
porn,
like.
As I call it.
Yeah.
The JP. That's, like, obviously. I mean, that's so...
Jable says no more granny porn. Fuck my life.
I know! Today I woke up and my state passed a bill banning granny porn. Fueled by a rise in sex abuse against the elderly and disabled.
What if they want to fuck you, though?
And like, they're so dementia-ridden that they just don't remember?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I was raped!
Do you think it's because they're easy to take advantage of, and that's just more proof of what we were saying earlier on in the month, that people are just getting lazy with everything they do, making movies, making music, they're just lazy.
If you're fucking old people, then no one should even find out about it, because there won't be any evidence. You'll just go poof,
poof,
gone.
Dust. Poof. But, yeah, like, why go out and rape a hot chick that's going to put up a fight when you could sneak into the geriatric ward to some bitch that's fucking half-cocked on fucking painkillers and heart attack medicine and obviously isn't going to wake up.
Because that is not going to make me come happily.
I know. Can you come to that? What are you doing?
Even if that was enough to make me come, I would feel so ashamed of myself afterwards.
What did I just do?
Dick and be like, are you fucking kidding me? Really, Dick?
I feel relieved that I came, but I can't believe I just did that.
Like, man, I really should have jerked off first.
I really should have just...
Dude, that first nut will fuck you shit up.
Right, because if you would have just stayed at home and just jerked off, you would have been like, I am glad I did not go fuck that geriatric.
You're like, wow, now that I'm thinking clearly, that was not a good idea.
Now that I'm not thinking with my dick and with my brain.
Christ. God. Quote, obviously, with the technology evolving, the crimes committed using that technology have increased. Obviously, ever since the internet, there is now such a thing as geriatric porn, obviously.
There is a kind of porn for everything. Frank Sino came up with a new kind of porn that there isn't yet.
Please.
Blacklight bukkake porn.
Blacklight bukkake. I like that ring, dude.
That does not exist.
Blacklight bukkake. Get on it. That's so awesome. So my question to you is, do you think before the internet that there was still...
this? 26 says I'll find it.
I'm sure he will.
Trust me. Send it
to me. Email info@thegeneral.com. So before the internet, though, do you think there was still that kind of sick shit happening? It's just everyone didn't know about
it. Right. It was a lot less.
It was more localized, though.
Well, and people were keeping it more secret because they couldn't go on the internet and find other people like that.
Right. And now when you find, like, a hot geriatric,
there's a little share button at the bottom. You click that, and it's like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Stumble. Ping, Stumble.
Is that what Bert is stumbling to you?
Like, there, you can easily share all of this sick, disgusting right. shit you find. That's clearly the case, the Northwestern District Attorney said, and she helped craft the proposal. Quote, all we're trying to do with these two pieces of legislation is to protect our two most vulnerable populations. I have an idea. Now hear me out.
Can we just kill them?
Why don't we just get rid of them?
Whoa. Did I read your mind?
You are in my head, dude. Whoa. Like, is it... I don't know. For the greater good, maybe?
For the greater good.
For the greater good. Like, you can lower that tax by, like, 10% if you just get rid of even one of those two most vulnerable populations. Because what are they doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just waiting to die.
Giving jobs to scumbags who steal their fucking meds and sell them on the streets and get your children addicted to pills.
Cool, guys. Thanks.
And then fucking video film themselves jerking off all over them. Like, that's good. I'm glad we have those people alive.
So. Sounds like when you get older, you have a lot of options that make money other than actually getting a job.
Fixed income? What's that? I sell pills, bitch.
Fixed income. I can sell pills. I can make granny porn.
And guess who buys the pills for me? Not me.
No.
My copay's a buck. Holy shit. Emil DeRigge, spokesman for the State Disabled Persons Protection Commission. I'm glad there's such a thing as that, and we pay their salaries, probably.
We pay everyone's salary.
I know. Ever since. See, that's why I never wanted a job, and I was totally happy. Oh, 26 says, I found it. Bam!
Wow.
Blacklight Bukkake. Lay it on me, brother.
Prove it.
TheJamhole.com/forums. Go ahead and post it in there, Braden.
I think you found that Bukkake porn.
That's, whoa.
Is there an echo in here?
Wow. I guess I'm out of it.
Do you have the feed on? Because I just heard an echo.
I did hear.
Do you guys hear an echo?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He
said the agency has, quote, certainly seen an increase in sex abuse cases involving pornography. One case currently being investigated involves a twisted online posting offering sex with a congenitively impaired virgin.
What?
That was that story about that chick that was pimping out her retard son with downies. He was a downy.
Right.
Snuggly soft. Downy.
Snuggly soft. Right. Smuggles.
She's like, please someone come fuck my retard son.
For some money.
In the media, when in reality she should have took his retard ass to Amsterdam and paid for a hooker. That would have been the smart thing to do. Other recent cases include, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm sure we've read all of these on the show at one time or another. A pair of caretakers who took their disabled boarder on a state-to-state party taking sexual photos along the way. Check.
Got it.
A man with cerebral palsy who can talk only with a communication board was mocked and harassed by caretakers who snapped pictures of his genitals. Check. A mentally retarded woman had pornographic pictures taken of her and posted on the internet by her relatives. Check. The DPCC reported 44 rapes and 29 indecent assault and battery cases in the past 3 months of 2008. Don't forget Retard Fight Club, huh?
Right.
Fucking one of my favorites, personally.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. In the past year, the agency reported 92 cases of sexual exploitation. Quote, Elder Affairs supports policies that protect vulnerable seniors from exploitation. There are currently no federal laws against elderly or disabled porn because, quote, we didn't think we needed
it. Right, we didn't think it was a problem.
But fuck us, it apparently is, you sick fuck.
So, is it actually a problem, or do they just don't like it?
It doesn't bother me. Do what you want to do.
Doesn't affect me.
People fuck dead people.
Right.
I mean, whatever.
They fuck animals.
I'll donate my body, I guess. I don't give a shit.
If you
pay me $10 million now... You can do whatever you want with my body once I'm done with it.
Seriously, I don't
give a fuck, dude.
I'm dead now.
I'm done with it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Quote, we know that it's happening. I didn't realize until this whole scenario was brought to my attention that it was an issue. Like, we always knew it was happening. We just didn't think it was an issue.
Yeah, I didn't think anyone cared.
Right, we're like, who gives a shit?
Right. Fuck old people.
Do they care? The next day when they wake up, do they remember? No, then who gives a shit? Nobody. And, that is it for that story.
Nice.
So, I'm fucking done. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Awesome.
I'm tired.
Thank you guys, everyone, for joining us for episode number 175. We will see most of you in New York. Me and you and my girlfriend Danny and David. We will be down there April 13th through the 21st.
That is so close.
It's Danny's birthday on April 19th. So we're going to try and have a little party. And I guess that Brother Love concert that I wanted to go see, like there was three things I really wanted to do in New York, then the rest of the time I don't really give a shit what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things. It's sold out, so fuck me. Mm. We don't get to do that. But the Viva Pachiva play, I'd like to go see that because I'm a big douche.
Right.
And then the stand-up show and then the after party, and that's really it. Richard Cheese is playing on the 18th, and then we're going to do a couple live shows. They're going to do some live shows. I'm going to kidnap Keith.
Can we?
Like, Eminem kidnapped Dre and locked him in the basement and was like, fucking, like, I'm gonna kidnap him, so don't tell
and
him.
And we're gonna lock him up in our...
What the fuck?
What Whoa. The fuck? Who the fuck is this? What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing. What's up?
I'm doing well. This is Keith. I heard there's a game, but first of all, let me say congratulations on your tattoos. It came out awesome.
Oh, who are, man? Thank you very much. Thanks for giving us something to tattoo.
Thanks for fighting a good fight.
Fucking A. Did you hear the story tonight we did on that shit?
No, I don't think so. What happened?
Oh, man. They had the first robot that humans made that actually went and learned something on its own that we did not program it. Its name was Adam. And then they made it a girlfriend. And, of course, they named it Eve.
Right,
of course.
And then, of course, we have...
That's cute.
Yeah, of
the
course.
New artificial nose.
Right, and now they can smell our fear.
Right, at airports.
Sure, good.
Sure.
Good. And then as a joke, did they put a flamethrower in its mouth?
Well, obviously.
Of course.
I mean, duh, wouldn't you?
What good is a robot without?
I know, fuck. So, hey.
These nerds are the funniest fucking people.
Hey, right back at you. You ready for your stand-up show?
I'm going to do it.
Hey, if you need some jokes, I got some left over from the stand-up submission contest. Free of charge.
You're a good guy. I'll keep it in mind. Thank
That's
you.
Right. I got your back.
Thanks.
Holy shit.
So I heard something about you guys got games. Who has games?
We got games? We gonna play a game?
I don't know.
That's what I heard. I heard, make sure you call in. I got a game. Somebody fucking with me?
I don't know. Who called in?
I don't know.
Was it some lick my suck my? I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Well, I'm not going to put you on the spot if you don't got games. Maybe we're playing Monopoly or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but anyway, it's good talking to you guys.
All right, man. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Later.
All right. Matt, you said that.
What?
Oh,
what
the games? Fucking, the saw thing. You want to play a game?
Oh.
No, I didn't actually have a fucking Oh, shit. I was totally kidding.
It got him to call
that.
In, though.
Right. Did someone call him and was like, hey, call, because they want to play a game with you? No,
right.
I was totally kidding. Oh, we could have played some Lick My Suck My. That would have been awesome.
That would have been.
I've always wanted to play that. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, 26 says Keith never saw that one coming. Okay. TheJamil.com/vote. It's a new month. Vote for Keith and girl. Vote for us. Vote for Sick and Wrong. Distorted View. All those
dude.
Other faggots. Whatever. We'll be in New York April 13th. TheJamil.com/forums. All that other shit. It's on TheJamil.com. Till then, thank you guys. We will see you Monday. Goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. TheJamil.com.